Welcome to the candy shop.
Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. We don't have rights to this song.
Oh, yeah.
But we like rocking it whenever we start our show.
Yes.
It just fits the theme, y'all.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, we ready.
All right. So, if this is your first time tuning in with us,
welcome.
Welcome to the candy shop. That's Reese. And I'm Candy. I almost forgot my name, y'all. But we have a little online talk show that we do where we, what's up, Candy Shop? Hey. But we have a little online talk show that we do where we just kind of talk about current events and or just things happening in our society.
Yes.
So, in the go ahead.
Sorry. So just to let you know, with this right here, y'all try to wonder, like, what is this? So this is our jar of lucky goodies. You know, instead of candy at a candy shop, we got lovely topics.
Yes.
So we shake it up, and then we'll pick one, and we'll see which topic we're going to be talking about. Like, yes. So.
And just, like, for the record, like, we are recording on Facebook and on
Instagram.
Tonight, and I really like how Instagram looks.
Yes.
Instagram has us not looking shiny. For some reason on Facebook, it looked like we just stepped out the sauna,
and
y'all.
Like, and I'm like pasty as it.
Yeah.
On Facebook. So I'm like, I'm kind of liking Instagram right now.
Yeah. We look a little better. And we're also recording on our Spotify page. We have a podcast. So if you're not able to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and all those other streams for podcasts. Then you can also catch us on YouTube, because afterwards we upload the video on YouTube. In addition, because the camera is a distance away, we might as well go ahead and say this to you, that we are not able to read your comments in the moment unless Charisse logs on Facebook from her phone. Yeah, we can do that. And then that way we can see your comments, but it's a little distance away. We both... Hey, we're of age.
Yes,
so I can't see.
Ain't working.
Yeah, I have in context, but I cannot see what y'all are writing. So, you know, charge it to our hearts.
Yes.
But we just can't see. Darlene is laughing. Yeah. We got a little age on us, you know, can't see that far. But needless to say, we have a couple topics we're gonna talk about tonight. One I didn't even get to debrief on, but you know, y'all can help me with this.
Yes.
So but yeah, just turn the volume down, Reese, and then that way.
Okay, I can't even. Sorry, you guys. Technology has its little ways, you know, of course.
Yeah.
So, it's like a black screen, as y'all can see.
What?
It's, I don't know.
Did you go to my page?
No, I didn't go to your page. Oh. I apologize, you guys.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure we can see your comments at the same time before we start talking. Charisse is logged in. Look, she's on. I'm just playing. Charisse is following. She's listening.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
My internet is very slow. Sorry, guys. I got T-Mobile.
Oh.
Used to have
one Metro by T-Mobile. So we'll have to get her logged in on on my Wi-Fi next time.
Yes, it probably.
But for now, we will try our best to zoom in with our contacts and read your comments as they come up. But we're gonna go ahead and get started.
All right. Now, I hope everybody's had a great week. Happy Friday.
Yes.
First Friday. Yes.
Yeah.
First
it's been
Friday
a minute.
Of the month.
But it's been a minute since we talked to our audience.
Yeah.
So what was that, about April or May? It was right after we left Vegas.
Yeah.
I think we had too much fun in Vegas and we just was like, we're tired, so we didn't do anything. But nah, life just gets busy sometimes with work and Charisse was in school. So
and vacation trips.
Yeah, so. A lot of vacationing.
Yes.
Where all did you go?
I went to
You were on a cruise somewhere.
Yeah, well
to another country.
Where the heck did I go?
And then you went to Denver.
I went to Denver. Denver was nice. Oh man, the weather was amazing.
Really?
Yes. But the airport's like in the middle of nowhere. But
oh wow.
I mean, I had a great time. And no, I didn't smoke nothing, so. Uh-oh. Wow. But, had a good time, and where did I go?
You went somewhere on a cruise.
I went,
Was it?
No. That was.
That was prior to Vegas?
Yeah, that was prior to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to go on a cruise in November.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Where are you going in November?
November, I'm going to Mexico, Belize, and Honduras. Going to two places in Mexico.
I hope you make it back.
Yes,
I'm messing with you. Nah, we're gonna pray that Reese can make it back safely in one piece.
Yeah, and hope I come back, you know, with this crazy pumpkin in office.
Oh,
you
know. Yes, definitely. So we can go ahead, Sharice.
Ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. See, the first topic is lovely purple paper. It is domestic violence.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty tough topic. So, with that in mind, the month of October, as it relates to awareness months, the month of October represents several awarenesses, and one of which is domestic violence awareness. And the purpose of that is to educate and make it, how should I say it, but... Oh, God, I'm getting tongue-tied. But to educate women on domestic violence, the signs, and safe and healthy ways to get out of a toxic relationship that can lead to domestic violence or is already in a domestic violence state. Yes.
And there are resources out there that can help you get from that stressful situation to a better situation and able to talk you through things and help you out that the... I guess I should give y'all the crisis line number is, oh
Lordy. 1-800 slap that nigga. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, that's not the number.
I'm trying
But while she's looking for it, there is a crisis line number that can be used in the event that you are in a situation where you need to get out safely. And in calling that crisis line number, you speak to a representative. I don't believe you have to provide your name. Last time I used it some years ago, you didn't have to provide your name. And you let them know what type of situation you're in, and they will help you get safely out of your situation. They'll go to the extent of sending someone to a location down the street to pick you up. Reese is, like, really bothered by this camera.
Yeah, it's that Facebook one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Instagram. Facebook's having little...
Oh, God. It took me off.
I know.
It's cool.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We're trying to just squeeze in this little spot so we can talk to y'all. But with that, they'll help you leave your situation safely so that your perpetrator does not have the opportunity to hurt you or harm you in that process. They'll even set you up with a safe house, a safe home, or whatever you want to call it, for you and your children if you need to take your children to.
Yes.
So, you have the number?
Yes. And also, men, and domestic violence does happen to men as well. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's just women that, you know, that if guys, you getting beat up by your girl, and that's domestic violence. Because
it happens often.
Because do not let that happen. They don't think like, oh, okay, I'm a man, I'm supposed to hit her back. And don't hit her back.
No.
You know, but there is other... There's a resource for you. So for the women in the U.S., the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800.
Shut the hell.
It's 1-800-799.
No, it's not funny.
7233. So again, it's 1-800-799-SAFE.
Okay.
And then for the men, it's the same number.
Same number.
So.
Wow.
Why didn't they just do that? But it's okay. It is 1-800-799-SAFE. And that is 7233. Yeah. And this is where I had looked up that that domestic violence and abuse. You ever get abused physically and mentally as well. And this abuse can happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what age. It doesn't matter what sex, what race. Color. It happens. And
it's real. It happens every day.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Oh, and it doesn't matter if you're heterosexual, homosexual, transsexual, whatever you want to call it. And
And unfortunately, today's statistics indicate that a lot of domestic violence occurs amongst same-sex relationships. Mm-hmm. A lot of female-on-female domestic violent issues occur, as do male counterparts.
Yeah. Because and also I hear this also says that domestic abuse often escalates from threats and verbal assault to violence. You know, they started off, you know, being verbally, you know, in insulting you, mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's like, okay, this is just the first step. It's like, what's gonna happen next time?
And sometimes the verbal abuse can be comments as short as "shut up, stupid," or "you're dumb." You know, stuff like that. It's all a lead up to a major issue with verbal abuse and or physical abuse.
And also, here's some signs of, is it signs of an abusive relationship? Mm. Is that, are you in an abusive relationship? Your inner thoughts and feelings. Do you feel afraid of your partner much of the time? Do you avoid certain topics out of fear? Out of fear in angering your partner. Mm. Do you feel that you can't do anything right for your partner? Like, you always feel like, dang, like, I'm like, everything I do is always wrong.
Wrong.
And everything. And
and it usually comes from the partner constantly putting you down, belittling you, mm-hmm. and degrading you to some extent, which can bring forth those feelings.
Exactly. And also, do you believe that you deserve to be hurt or mistreated? Hmm. And don't ever... See, know everything that you got to know your worth. Know your worth. If you're in a situation like that, you got to realize that no one out here deserves to be hurt. No one out here deserves to be mistreated, deserves to be low, to be at the bottom of any kind of totem pole. Because that's not how that stuff should be working. Like, a relationship is a 50-50 mm-hmm. partnership.
Yeah.
And you should be bringing up each other, helping each other up. Even if you are at the bottom, you know, help mm-hmm. motivate each other.
Even if you are at the bottom.
I mean, not like that, you know. Like, you know, like if you're feeling down.
Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling down, like, you feel like everything is not going for you. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. And also, like, and also with your partner's belittling behavior. Like, does your partner humiliate or yell at you? Do they criticize you or put you down? Do they treat you so bad that you're embarrassed for your friends and family to see? And do they ignore or put down your opinions or accomplishments? Do they blame you for their own abusive behavior? Hmm. Can't stand that. Don't blame me.
But you know what? And a lot of them don't even blame you. They make you feel like you're the one who's done something wrong. That you're the problem.
Yeah.
And that's their objective. They also have an issue with making you believe that they're the only ones whom are for you and or love you or care about you. And they try to turn you against others whom do care and want to be of support of you.
Yes. But again, that number is 1-800 for the folks who just came in. We talked about domestic violence. Yes. The number again is 1-800-799-SAFE.
I promise you, every time she say that, y'all, I keep thinking of Madeira, and I just want to say 1-800-CHOKE-THE-HOE. Sometimes you want to choke that guy or that woman, whomever is abusing you.
Yeah.
But like Cherie said, you have to exercise some restraint to prevent yourself from getting arrested and getting into trouble with the law for reacting in that fashion. Because if the police come out and you have a domestic violence situation, they're likely going to arrest both of you if both of you have marks on you. And then if children are involved and they're present in the home, they will very well take the children. So you want to be careful with the way you respond to your domestic violence situation. Please think rationally and come up with a safety plan for you to get out of that situation safely so that you can live to see another day and so that your children can live to see another day as well.
And don't ever think they have a hold on you. You know, you can leave. You can leave.
Yep.
Okay, don't ever think they're safe houses, they're safe places. You can go to Quick Trip. Quick Trip is a safe place.
Yes, a safe place.
It's like, because if you need...
And your fire department.
Yeah, the fire department. Yes, places. I forgot. Yes, yes, and the fire departments. Yeah. So don't ever think like, oh, okay, if I leave, you know, something's going to happen. Just go over there. Take your kids. Take all that thing. Yeah. Go over there. Go to those places. But yeah, we're going to... That's the end of this topic.